Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I'm a big Falcons fan. I guess I've been for a long time, but I remember when Michael Vick showed up on the scene in the Atlanta. In 2006, Michael Vick became the first quarterback to rush for the illustrious 1,000 yards in a season. It's hard to imagine today that a quarterback could run for 1,000 yards. But his team, the Falcons, finished 7-9, but his future looked bright. And along with his NFL salary, Michael Vick earned money for being the face of Rawlings, Nike, and many other companies. And in 2006, Michael Vick brought in an estimated $25.5 million. Now think about that. One guy. By the end of 2007, just another year or so later, Michael Vick was broke and in prison for his contributions to an illegal dogfighting ring. His estimated losses totaled $143 million, with some $50 million lost in endorsements. I mean, these companies had no choice but to terminate their relationship. To continue using Vick as a spokesperson would have been tantamount to promoting dogfighting themselves. When you represent somebody, everything you do reflects on that person. God created humanity to represent Him and to declare His glory. In Genesis 1:26 was the command to be fruitful and to multiply. You see, thankfully, our failure is not the end of the story. Through the work of Jesus, God is in the process of restoring what was ruined. I don't think Michael Vick had that opportunity, but in Christ, he does, and we do. You see, we are distorted image bearers of the divine. I mean, if you read in Genesis chapter 1, say, verses 26, 27, and 28, or even chapter 3, verses 1 through 24, you begin to get this concept that it was a big deal to God to make us image bearers and that we might mimic and become His children in such a way that our DNA, our actions, our reactions, they might be in sync with the image of God. You know, kids love to go to these carnivals where they see the mirrors and they see, you know, a short kid that looks like super tall or a skinny kid that looks super fat. But we laugh as our faces distort and our bodies stretch out of proportion. But, you know, in a real way, we have the ability to recognize that sin has caused us to live in a world of carnival mirrors. Our sin has distorted the image of the divine. It is distorted the image of God within us, and we now live in the midst of others who bear this distorted image. Over in Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 26, we read that the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, created man in His image and after His likeness. And we are the only part of creation that has this stamp on us. Animals, birds, livestock, all the creatures that crawl upon the ground are not made in the image of God, but we are. God lovingly created us in His image to display His glory through our enjoyment of Him. Now, there are implications to this truth. You've got pen, pencil, lipstick, or mascara. You may want to jot a few of these down. Number one, we are accountable to that God. We can trust that God. Each person has great value in the eyes of that God, and we have a God-centered purpose in our life. You see, He intends for us to find our greatest satisfaction in Him. You see, as the story of the Bible unfolds, we see that humanity chose rebellion over living under God's loving rule. Nevertheless, humanity bears the image of God, no matter how distorted. You see, as an image bearer, you have great value, friend. You have great responsibility, and you have great accountability to your Creator. We have to admit that our sin has a distorted, and it continues to distort the image of God in us, around us, and within us. Our only remedy for this is our redemption in Jesus. You see, friend, Jesus redeems what we have distorted. I love this text where in Colossians 3, Paul reminds the folks there, and he says that he reminds them that they have been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Friend, listen, you were created to enjoy God and to reflect His glory. You and I made shipwreck of that holy calling. Yet God lovingly acted to redeem and to restore us in his Son, the Lord Jesus. Our only fitting response is to turn from life in Adam and by faith walk in our new life in the Lord Jesus. And we're to do that as believers, as we are called to be ministers of reconciliation. Unbelievers, you're called to be reconciled to our loving God. My friend, the image you carry is to be the image of God. I trust you have a great day, and we look forward to seeing you at Sugar Hill Church. We have live worship gatherings at 9:30 and 11, and a Spanish service that's at 11 as well. And you can always follow us on our Facebook page or streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.